Well, this morning we're joined here in studio by Bruce Henderson. He is, for the 89th year, the chairman of the Atlantic Fest Road Race and Walk. It seems like it sometimes, doesn't it?
Maybe 32nd. Okay. 89th, maybe. Okay. A slight exaggeration. That it's been a long time.
Might be a little high.
And I've enjoyed it.
Good. Well, yeah. Well, you started it, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was running, and Gail was running, kids were running. We went on a road race. We thought Atlantic ought to have one, too.
Sure.
So we had one on crazy days, and nobody came because they were all shopping. The next year, they started Atlantic Fest, and we said, this is perfect.
It's a lot tougher running around all those racks of clothing, isn't it? Well, let's talk Atlantic Fest Road Race. Coming up this Saturday, the 13th. It's an early start in the morning, so hopefully she'll have some good weather.
Well, I just checked the paper this morning. It said it was going to be 64 Friday night. So I'll tell you, I can't do much better than that. We can't, you know, be still under 70 when you start to run. It won't be burning hot when you finish that 5 miles. So.
Yeah, it'll feel good for as warm and humid as it's been.
So I think that, if you can believe long-range forecast, that's about as good as it gets in Iowa.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and everybody should be well-tuned to the heat by now who likes to run anyway. So it should be a very pleasant morning. A lot of folks come out every year. How was the turnout last year?
Well, we had about 260, and we've always shot for 300, and we've got a lot of entries already, but, you know, the next 2-3 days are usually when the big mad rush comes, so we ask you people out there to get that pencil out and sign in, or go to the chamber, grab a form at the Y, give me a call, whatever, because we need to know how to plan. We've tried to keep the road race inexpensive. I think it's about the most inexpensive there. One of the reasons we do that is we don't start printing up our shirts till late Wednesday. But we do need an accurate count because if you want a shirt, if you show up that day, you know, there may be shirts, there may not. So, and if we have a lot left over sometime down the road, we're going to have to raise the price. So we really want you guys to get in and get in, enter the next 2 days, $10 for the run and $9 for the walk. But with the T-shirts, pretty good. And if you're all T-shirted out, we'll let you go for 5 and 4 because I know some people are in so many road races where you don't need one. So, but one other thing I might add, we hope that you have those entries mailed in by Tuesday or bring them to the chamber early Wednesday morning. We didn't have as many walkers last year as I wanted. And those are usually a lot of local people. So we thought about what we could do. And, you know, if you walk into the chamber between now and Wednesday at 10 o'clock and register for the walk, we're going to give you, we've got some oldies but goodies T-shirts. They're new T-shirts, but they may be for the 2005 Paint Up Atlantic or the 2006 basketball. So you got a T-shirt to walk in just free in addition to anything else you get. And if you don't not a T-shirt person, we'll just knock a dollar off your fee. So we're going to try to give you a little extra incentive to be in that walk. The walk numbers were down last year to about just short of 40, and we'd like to get 60. So, you know, if we were to walk, right, we're sitting here before Cross Country Packs, if we were to walk out, now we see people all over town walking. So, walk with us on Saturday.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and it's, and if some folks wonder, gee whiz, I don't want to go out there and be embarrassed or anything. Is it competitive? Well, yeah, for some people it's a race, but for some folks it's just a leisurely stroll.
I just talked to people that were at the Big 7, and it's 18,000 people in the road race. We won't get that many, but, you know, boy, you talk about there were some elite Kenyan runners there. And then there's some people that were averaging 14 minutes a mile. So a road race is kind of a unique deal, and it can be very competitive or it can be very leisure. And certainly with the walk, it's probably more leisure-oriented than competitive. But there's the runner's PR. You know, if you run the 2 mile and you ran 23 minutes last year, maybe you'll run 22 this year, and if you do that, you'll feel pretty good. And if you ran 12 minutes last year and you ran 13 minutes this year, you'll probably be a little disappointed. So a road race can encompass all abilities. That's one of the really neat things.
Sure. Well, and you have a lot of different categories, too. It seems like about one out of every 4 or 5 people is going to get some sort of an award.
Yeah, we have a lot of trophies and a lot of different age groups, and especially when you get on the upper level, sometimes those are competitive, and sometimes every year we have a couple trophies, it seems like, that don't get taken. So jump in there. We have Trophies about 76. We have some other fun things, like if you came from California, that may be the farthest. We're going to, even though you're visiting friends, we're going to give you a prize donated by local businessmen. With oldest walkers, oldest runners, youngest walkers, youngest runners. A few years ago, I asked for a prize from a person who said, I want to make sure this goes to Cass County. Mm-hmm. So from that, we have the best Cass County runners. And one of the big favorites has always been the family. We'll let you take your family, your cousins. So I guess if you've got a grandfather, we could kind of take all the descendants plus the people that married into the family.
There you go.
And the two family that have the most, and, you know, that varies maybe from 5 to 12, get the two families most get free breakfast there, courtesy Hy-Vee. So that's a fun one. We've already had a couple entries, and they've indicated on there that so-and-so is going to enter, and they're part of their family.
So
people are lining up and jockeying for that already.
Well, you know, one of the things I've always noticed about this, too, is how much people are actually getting for the little bit amount of money they pay. You know, you get the opportunity to participate with the T-shirt, but there's water, there's fruit, there's all kinds of stuff going on around there, too.
Well, that's part of being in a little town. You can just go to people and go to the grocery store and say, will you give me some oranges? And the answer will probably always BS. Another thing, you know, we get the T-shirts. We bid them and get the T-shirts done locally this year by J&J Custom Graphics. And so with that waiting till Wednesday, if you register after Wednesday morning, it costs you an extra couple of dollars.
Right.
But by waiting till Wednesday, we can mass order those T-shirts and keep it down. So one of the things, once we started our family deal, then it was like it was almost a responsibility to to keep the cost down, which is when we added the other options. So that's always been a big goal. We don't want people not to run because of finances. Well, we've got to have a little bit to get the T-shirts and the the trophies and stuff, but all the local help is the main reason there.
You bet. Well, and speaking of local help, it's been nice to have local sponsors jump in to help out too.
Yeah, we have some local sponsors. Kind of all of them have a tie to running. Debtors actually was a sponsor for, I think, 88 of this, 89 years now. They're completely doing the car show. So we gave them a little break. Mullinex Accounting has been for a couple of years. Matt's a runner of the Nishta Valley Family YMCA. Partners Insurance is another one that's been on for a long time. And then our kind of new one, J.T. Reisdorf, when he came to town, he volunteered to sponsor. So you feel real good when people are saying, yeah, I'd like to sponsor. So a lot of people with running ties, but it's really nice to have them.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about the course. Has it changed at all this year, or is it the same?
No, it's pretty much the same. We go north of 7th Street, so it's moderate hills rather than massive hill climb that we have when we start cross country after at the high school and run downhill and end up running back uphill. So that side of 7th Street, it's easier to control the traffic, and it's less hilly. We go down, start at the city park, go down around what used to be the Longs down there, and come back kind of to town, and then we head out toward the airport and what I call the Highland Edition, and come back. So it's certainly not flat, but it's by Atlantic standards, it's a lot less hilly than the others.
It's reasonable even for someone who's not a diehard every day going to run 10 miles kind of runner. So
some of the courses in Omaha and Des Moines are flatter than this, and the 5 mile does have about a 10 degree. I started riding on a bicycle, reminded me about a 10 degree incline. But it's nothing severe.
No. 5 mile run is going to get underway at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. The 2 mile run, as soon as they clear them out, they're going to start the 2 mile at 8:06, and then the 2 mile walk at 8:12. What time, Bruce? They need to be there to get themselves ready and registered.
Well, we'll have people there a little before 7 o'clock. Certainly you need to be there for 7:45 to get through the line. The line will get to be long a lot. Sometimes we'll have up to 60 people who register that day, and to get everything taken care of. So we'd like you to get there early, especially if you want to be guaranteed your perfect choice of T-shirt. The earlier you get there, A typical time, we may have 6-8 T-shirts left over when the race starts, but they may not be your size.
Never know.
They may be smalls, which would be not be the good look for you, Jim.
Well, I guess that's your incentive to run more to lose a few pounds.
So we're registering 7 to 7.55, but if you get there at 7.50, I suppose you're going to throw down your money and run to the starting line. That may not be perfect.
Not ideal. Well, you get those registration forms again. Look for them. They're the big, bright orange sheets. YMCA, the Atlantic Chamber. You can also get them online at www.atlanticiowa.com. And if you're going to do that and send it in, make sure you make the checks payable to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Fill out that form and keep the backside. It's got your map on it, too, so you know where you're going. Great. Well, Bruce, good luck this year.
Yeah, we just, the people from Des Moines aren't listening to this program. No offense, Jim. But the people that usually, we get a fixed number from those areas, and we will again. But local people, you can do it.
Right.
And you'll have fun, and you'll be happy you did. So anybody within listening ears, the choice is walk or run. I suppose if you don't want to walk around, you can call me and work. But those are your choices. We want everybody to get involved, and it'll be a big success.